Good morning, everyone. Today is Chaf Ches Iyar, May 8th. I apologize for my sore throat. I have to talk very softly. I just cannot raise it. Learning Simon Tov Samech Zayin, Sif Dalet. The Mechaber tells us in Simon Tov Samech Zayin, Sif Dalet, Shona Sherabu Gishamin Vyardu Al Areimois, Shebesodais, Ad Shehoyu Ktsas Meashibolim, Shal Haremois Malim Smachim. We're talking about a case when you have a lot of rain came down. A lot of rain came down on the sheaves, on the grain that's in the field. Ad Shehoyu Ktsas Meashibolim Shal Haremois Malim Smachim. So much rain came down that the stalks themselves started sprouting. Ein chayshishim listam chitim shel oisa shana. We'll have to see the Mishnah Berurah what this means. Ein chayshishim, we're not concerned for the stam chitim of that year. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now in Siv Katan Tezvav. Ein chayshishim. It says like this. Kol she'ein royin bahem simen chimutz. We're not going to be concerned and say there is chametz unless we know there is chametz. Ein chametz unless you see a sign of chametz. Because they go after the majority, and the majority is not machmitz. What about those stalks of grain that we saw that rain came on them? He says, even those grain, title and hakel, we're lenient. Maybe the stalks of grain only the middle ones, that when the rain came down, those are the ones that got affected, but not they didn't get through to the rest of the pile. And if you want to say the water did get down through the pile, maybe not enough water went in there to cause it to become chametz. However, if we do see with our own eyes that this chitim did, these stalks did sprout, then even the mechaber agrees that you have to check im yesh sham shishim neidom. If there is shishim 60 times opposite it. Upshita, it's obvious. Geshemar lichin hachitim limkar. When you bring the chitim, you want to sell it. Behagisham yardin al hasakim, and the rain comes down on the stalks of grain. Ash hasakimat kulu shor b'mayim, and we're talking about a case where the basket is the stalks are full of water. Egam hachitim nislachachu, and the chitim also right there, one of those. So we're discussing when the rain comes on the bag that's containing the wheat, up to the point that the bag is basically full of water. And the grain, the wheat, became wet, moist. Now it's asur to use this grain on Pesach, for matzah for Pesach. Because we obviously see with our own eyes, the reyus means the negative. It's apparent to us with our eyes that the grain became chametz stick. So of course we can't use it. But tzrichin lehazir al zeh, and we have to warn the people about this, ki ha-meichrim ein makbidim al zeh. Because the meichrim, the ones who sell, are not makbid. Now before I read the next line, I want to remind everybody that the author of the Mishnah Berurah is the same author of Hilchos Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras Halashon and the laws of watching what we say. And with that introduction, we have to realize, look at the next words. What does he tell us? Ki Rubon Einan B'nei Torah. He's telling us we have to realize that the majority, halachically you're allowed to say this, the majority of these people who are selling the wheat, he's not talking necessarily our time, this generation, but in his time period, majority of them are not B'nai Torah, and therefore they're not going necessarily to be makbid. What does it mean to be a Ben Torah? Ben Torah, we're not getting into the Hashkafa. Basically, here we're saying that there are halachas of the Torah we have to follow. And the meichrei chitim, those who are selling the wheat, unfortunately to say that they're thinking about the Ben Franklin. Back then it wasn't the Ben Franklin, but whatever they're thinking about, how many rubles it might have cost. Yes. V'gam tzorich lahaze l'moichri tevuois b'shona sherabu yisham oishi yardu mayim alasakin lazai m'chuyavim limkor hatevuois kedin mechiras chomets v'asurim limkor mehem l'nochri achar zman isurei. And we have to also bring to the attention of those who sell the wheat in the year that there's a lot of rain. Oishi yardu mayim alasakin, or the water came on the bags, that they're obligated to sell this wheat, kedin mechiras chametz. What does he mean? If a person has chametz in his house, he has to sell that chametz. So the meichri tevuah, those who sell, the meichri tevuah, those who are selling the wheat, they have to be told this has the status of chametz. Just like your bread in the freezer is chametz, so too these stalks of grain that became full of water, submerged in water, or the rain came on it, and then it started to sprout, it's chametz stick. So when you go to the Rav, make sure you include this. That's what he's telling us here. Asur limkor mihem l'nochri, can't sell it to the non-Jew, achaz man isura, after the zman of Isur, which is after the sixth hour of the day of Erev Pesach. Mestam chitim, sifkon tezayin, on the bottom of the page, three lines up on the bottom of the page, kos b'shir k'nes l'agdoy l'haloch al-maisa. Shehiter l'knois chitim, the Pesach. There was a case that came to him, and he permitted to acquire, purchase the wheat for Pesach, even though they were stored in the Bayris. Bayris are literally like wells, pits. We can't say, you see from the end of this halacha, we can't say they were sitting in water. You don't have to say that they're in the bottom of the pit, towards in the pit itself. Kol shaloi reino b'hem shuni b'marison. Just as long as we do not see any change, any difference in the way they look, ve'einam lachus, and they are not moist. So ve'tiku achreinim. So he's telling us that he permitted the case where one would be permitted to use this grain. If it was not moist, even though it was in the bar, in this, I don't want to use the word well, but in the pit. Okay, so basically in Sif Dalet, just to have a little chazara, a little review, we learn that if it's a very rainy season and the rain affects the stalk to the point where it becomes chametzdik, of course it cannot be used. How do we define it becomes chametzdik? We have to see if it's starting to sprout. We have to check it ourselves. And if it did not become, just because the top part of the pile became soaking wet, that doesn't mean the rest of the pile underneath it is problematic. Let's go continue with Sif Hay on page 140 on the top. And Mechaber tells us, Dagon Shemuchubar Shnes Yabesh the Gamre, Veinot Sorech Liyuniko. Dagon, which is attached to the ground, mechubar means it's attached to the ground, shnes yabesh legamri, dried totally, ve'enet sarach liyuniko, and it doesn't get any nourishment anymore, and dried up, even though sometimes you have blades of grass or anything that grows, and you see it's drying up, even though it's still attached to the ground. It's keman demonach bekado domi, mekabal chimutz im yado lav gishamim. You hear what's going on here? It's keman de manach bikado. It's similar to a situation where it's resting in a jug. What happens if you have grain in sitting in a jug and then water comes in contact with it? Well, it becomes chametzdik. So even though in the case the Mechamer is telling us the stalks are still attached to the ground, so if it's attached to the ground, one might think, well, it's just getting watered. But if it dried up, where there's no life to it anymore, it's like it's dead. And it's like it's been cut off. And once it's cut off and the rain comes down on it, it turns to chametz. If the water comes down, rains on it. Sif katan yud zayin, Says the Mishnah Brura, Shnesiabesh the Gamri, the grain, the wheat, dried up totally. Cause of a Chayodim. The Chayodim writes, Rav Avram Danzig, Dimitam ze noigim hacharedim sheyu kol hamatzes shalahen mishumarim mishas tzira. The Chayodim tells us, for this reason, with the concern that maybe the grain, the dried up, and it rained on it, it has to be watched. There are those who are very careful to watch, have it watched. Mishas Ktsira. The lefamim anichim liyavshan b'mechuber yoisim idai, and they she'ein lehem p'nai liktsar, because sometimes they keep these stalks to dry, liyavshan b'mechuber yoisim idai, and it's attached too long. It should have been cut earlier. Why? Because they didn't have enough time to get to it, to harvest it, to cut it down. The Chayadim tells us, when we look at the box of matzah, and we see the Hechsher, and we know it's called Shmura Matzah. What does it mean, Shmura Matzah? The Shmura Matzah means that when the stalk is still moist, there's life to it, that's when they cut it down. They watch over their field. But they don't want to wait to cut it down when it's already dry. Because if it's dry, and then the rain comes down, so then those stalks can become chametzdik. So that's what he's telling us, what it means to have shmura matzah, which we saw earlier as well. Sif kad nyud ches, im yardu olav gishamim, if the rain comes down on them, haynu gishamim rubin. We're talking about, like today, we have, every half an hour is the heavens open up and the rain just pours down on us over here, right? Today is a very rainy day. Gishamim erum, a lot of rain. Aval ayideiz lifam uetes shiorad al shibolim loich hashinen. But through little sprinklings, zilof zlifa, the sprinklings of drops of water that comes on the shibolim, on the stalks of grain, loich hashinen, we're not concerned. Umutar afilu lematzas mitzvah. And it's even permissible to use for the mitzvah of the Seder night. Let's continue with Sivav. And the Mechaber tells us in Sivav, Chitim shenimsu behem mevukois. If you have chitim, you have wheat, that you find cracks in the wheat. Oison she'ein mevukois mutorois. The wheat that is not cracked is permissible. What does a crack have to do with anything? You want to get your money back? There's a hole in it? The crack is a simen, is a sign of chimutz, that it became chametzdik. So the stalks, the wheat stalks that you see, it's cracked, it cracked open already. It's a sign that it became chametz, it came in contact with water. And those that are not, oysen she'ein mu'kais, is mutarist, are permissible. And he says, because when the rain comes down, it's a common situation that you have a whole pile of stock. Right? They went, they harvested it, they piled it up, they bundled together, and you have the pile on top, which will get wet, as well on the bottom. I assume the bottom is getting wet because the rain is hitting the ground, and then the moisture is also from the ground is making the bottom pile of grain wet as well. What about the middle? So the middle is fine. The middle is not becoming wet. So even though the stalks, the wheat on top and the wheat on the bottom are problematic, the wheat in the middle, if you check it, you'll see that it did not crack open. It can be used to make your matzah. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yutes. Oisan Shein Mevukois. Those wheat stalks that have not cracked open are permissible. Mikomokam Srichin Levar Mehen Hamevukois. We have to Levarer clarify which are the ones that are cracked open, which are the ones that are not. Oishi Ye Akoponim Shishim Negdam, or we're talking about a case before Pesach, when we can say it's bottled b'shishim, it's nullified in the ratio of 1 to 60. So you can have a case where it's Batal B'Shishim and still use those stocks. Utarois v'dafka kishe'enon lachois. They're permissible just as long as they're not moist. So we had just a review of Sif Hei and Sif Vav. In Sif Hei we discussed that the importance of the stalk not being attached to, even if it is attached to the ground, but if it dried up already and it's basically dead, it's not getting any nourishment from the ground, we should not be using those stalks of grain for chametz, for rather matzah, because they are a chametz stick. They'll become wet from the rain and we should not use them. In Sif Vav, we just discussed the fact that if you have wheat that cracked open and the pile of wheat that did not crack open, those that did not crack open, which is a sign of chametz, can still be used for the matzah. Now let's see Sif Zayin. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Zayin, Yisrael sheyesh boy boyreis meleim chitim. V'choyshesh Shema yesh bekarkoyis habor v'kiroisov chitim uvukoyim v'lachus habor v'aretz. A Jew has pits, he has boyreis. Meleim chitim, he keeps the wheat in there. V'choyshesh, she's concerned, Shema yesh bekarkoyis habor, that maybe in the bottom of the pit v'kiroisov and the sides of the wall as well, the walls of the pit, chitim uvukoyim bilachos habor v'aretz, that the wheat became moist from the walls of the pit, or the moisture in this pit from the ground as well. The bittul ba'amasagi, all he has to do is nullify these chamestika wheat stalks. What's the case we're talking about? We're talking about a case where it's difficult to get to these wheat stalks. So in order for him to dispose of this chametz, he's not able to reach it, or at least easily. So what he's going to do is he's going to mevatel it, say this chametz is not mine anymore. And that's how he explains in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, Yisrael b'chule, he says, Dahavi ki chametz shenafel av mapoilas. It's like the case of a chametz that you have a wall fell down on it. What's that case? You have a chametz for sure. Whatever picture you could think of, whatever chametz you're imagining. You have your cake, and the wall fell down on the cake. Is the cake underneath the wall? The answer is yes, but you can't get to it. If you can't get to it, then the dog can't, as we learned earlier, right? The dog can't get to it. Then it's not a problem. Because as long as you can't get to it, it's not a problem. Now, however, even though it's not a problem, a person should still, as we're learning over here, mevatel the chametz and say that the chametz is not his and it's ownerless and nullified. Furthermore, he says in the Mishnah Berurah, the svek sveka, it's a double doubt. We've come across a svek sveka a few times. Svek sveka, two doubts, is a klal, a rule in halach which permits. Maybe these wheat stalks did not become chametz. Do we know for sure the chametz stick? We don't know for sure. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. And if you want to say they did become chametz, maybe it got spoiled. Maybe it got ruined. So then it's not a concern of chametz anyway. So there are a couple of reasons over here as to why to permit the stalks that are in the grain, not to permit it to use, but to say it's not a problem for a person to have it in his at least possession over Pesach. Let's stop here for today. In the Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin with Sif Ches. Sif Ches, for those who have expertise in honey making, I ask you to please make sure you're here tomorrow to help me with these halachas. Thank you.